Deborah, with her 30 years of being an entrepreneur and creating over 7 companies, knows exactly what it means to accept the mission. When you make that decision, when you accept the mission to become a solopreneur, to take yourself and your talents to market, then you embrace a life of not only unlimited possibilities, but also the unknown. It's an elixir of fear and bravery that only someone who's taken the leap really understands. On our show, Deb digs deep with her guest to highlight what you, the listener, wants to know. The stories, the whys, and the hows to navigate the journey to success. Get ready to hear from some of the most incredible mission takers from Generation Z to Boomers. So sit up, perk up, and get ready to be blown away. Now here is your host, Deborah Drummond.
Hello and welcome back. Thank you. We love all the comments and we love you sending in your thoughts on last week's show. We so appreciate it. We so appreciate you. Best podcast group ever. And you know, it's so interesting how intuitive you are as a group. You're just right on it. You tell me that you want to hear from people and they're already in the pipeline to come onto the Mission Accepted. So you are a very intuitive group. And interestingly enough, you guys are laughing. I know you're laughing. You're like, we have an incredible intuitive business mentor sharing time with us today. She's a 262 sister. She's incredible. We just did some really cool. If you don't know what an ask party is, you can ask me what it is. But she was on there doing her intuitive business mentor as all the other women were making their claim for the next 30 days. I'm so excited to introduce. So Therese Scully, welcome to the Mission Accepted podcast. How are you doing today?
I'm good. I'm delighted to be with you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. This lady is not shy of stages. She also creates her own stages. And I think that's incredible. We've been talking so much about media lately. Obviously, we've been in a lot of media. You're producing media. And what a different world we're in, where media is so accessible, not only accessible, me and Carmel, and you guys all know Carmel, me and Carmel were talking pre-show before we hit the go button here, and just on the accessibility of what's going on in terms of the world of media, right? We were talking about a promotion that my son's doing in his business, and you all know Ocean, and he's 20, and just the opportunities that happened for him, and we took a big media leap and went down to the Emmys compared to the 25 years it took us to hit those kind of numbers in the world that we did before, and just the vast difference of what people are doing, how they're doing it, what they're doing. I mean, 10 years ago, I know I have a holistic background as well, but 10 years ago, would you say that people were knocking on your door and filling up your schedule because they had business decisions to do? And they were like, oh, right, all my business decisions I need to do, and I need to go check in with my intuitive. Probably not. But now that's not unusual. Now,
fantastic.
People having,
great.
Yeah, right. So I'm going to talk a little bit about that. So I always like to ask coaches how they feel the power of being coached. How does that change someone's life? But because we're hanging out with me and you today, maybe add that extra piece in on you being an intuitive coach. Are people relying on just numbers and facts? Are they relying on intuitive? Mm-hmm. Are they coming in between? Like, what do you see?
Yeah. Well, you know, let me just add, I started this journey as a psychotherapist. I practiced for 20 years. And so, but like you say, when I started 20 years ago in the business coaching space, I had to hide that, right? Because it was hardcore numbers, tactics, strategy, sales, that kind of stuff. So I could weave in the, hey, I know mindset. Like, here's the thing, you can have a great strategy, but if your mindset is not right, you're going to screw it up. It will never work. And I would see that over and over and over. But what I discovered along the way, Deb, is that more than just changing your thoughts, there's a whole world of energy. And so what would happen is my clients actually informed, because I was kind of afraid to say, I like know stuff. I don't know how I know the things, but oh my, they're telling me it's your grandfather's, you know, money problem, you know, and that took a long time to kind of like, oh, that's a gift. And so I would kind of do it with my clients and slowly they're the ones that informed me. So they would come and say, yeah, I don't need help with marketing. We've already done that. But why are my sales not going? Like, what's in the way? Or I've had women say, God, I'm just really struggling to get visibility. Like, we work with visibility and there's so much energetic. And I have the greatest story I could tell you about that. But like a client story, There's so much energetic that is not in your conscious mind, that's living in your body. It's living in the ancestral realm. We call that epigenetics. You literally bring in with you the past traumas of your ancestors. And so if you're just a coach, and we all need strategy, we need tactics. That's why I love hanging out with you, because you have the both, right? You have the, like, you know, the numbers, the hardcore. And if you don't attend to the intuitive aspect, so what I do that my clients love, 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 I'll show you, I have a pendulum I work with, because I can tap in. And so they'll say, I want to do this, here's my goal. And I'll say, cool. Oh, shoot, you're only 37% open to that. Something's blocking you. Whereas if you don't attend to that part, you're about doing the strategy going, what happened? Why did I sabotage that? Why, shoot, take that opportunity. Why didn't I jump on that podcast with Deb? Like, see what I mean? Like, you will subconsciously, I call it the gas and brakes, right? So like, yes, yes, yes. And the brakes are like, you're popping the brakes because your subconscious mind is not aligned. So many people today, between my understanding of the psychology and the energy and the strategy, they're like,
well, what you're explaining is kind of a full circle, right? It's a full circle approach. People sometimes call that a holistic approach. Absolutely. To levels of success. So there's people out there that are listening that are like all in it, right? They're all in it. They're holistic. They're doing the thing. And I know that in conversations in the past, sometimes adding the infrastructure for someone who's really lives in that world, it can be the challenge, right? It's like, no, I'm a creative. I don't want to do this plan. Mm-hmm. And then you have people, like you said, that by nature have been very much about the infrastructure and the business and the marketing and the branding and what have you. And merging it together is what I hear you describing as something that's a successful formula.
Yeah, I use the word, there's a couple words I use. One is aligned and one is embodied, right? Because it's great that you can have. So aligned is what you're working on in alignment with your goals, your values, your life, you know, your needs. Because lots of times people are like, well, I should do that. Or, you know, they told me that that's the thing that will sell. Yeah, but like if you're a mom and you value hanging out with your kids and you saw a strategy by somebody that was a dude that was single and he's cool to work 13 hours a day, not fit, right? So I do that a lot. And then the embodiment piece is, again, it's like you have to get it such that, and I know that sounds a little still woo-woo, but you have to get it so it's like, this is in my body as a yes, not like, oh, someday I want to, you know what I mean? So I do a lot, and I'm really grounded. I'm super grounded. So I like to make everything, okay, what are the next steps? I want to wrap my hands around it. So people are like, okay, we're going to make $10 million. I'm like, yeah, but what are you going to do tomorrow? Hold on. So dial it back. Mm-hmm. Like little chunks, but you can manage, because if the goals are too big, our nervous system is going to go, wait, what? There's no way. And so then we shut down. So it's this like dance of, because some people like you, you're a massive visionary. You can see 10 years out. Some other people are like, wait, hold on. I could never have 262 women in a book. Are you kidding? And go to the Emmys. So they blow it up. So it's finding that, like, what works for your system in terms of what will pull you but not shut you down. So there's some magic in there, and it's not a one size fits all formula. It's very customized and grounded. Like we're getting action here. We're working it.
Well, and I think, thank you for that. And, you know, it's funny because people say, how did you get to the Emmys? And I'm like, 1,000 handshakes at a time.
That's right. Good.
Like it's like what you talked about. It's like this, and it's like this, and it's like this, and it feels like yes. And then you embody it. Then you feel fear. Then you want to throw up, but you do it anyway. Like there's the whole dynamic, right? There's a whole dynamic of what happens in something like that when you decide to go bigger. But it is really that one step in front of each other. And no matter how big or how small the project is, I think in terms of coaching, right? Mm-hmm. I've talked about it many times. I think one of the best things to do when you're doing anything is have someone who's got expert advice and kind of can hold your hand and you know, be that support behind your back. Do you find, I mean, for me at this stage in my world, I tend to go for advisors, probably someone who's really experted. Like right now, my son's business is going off pretty considerable in an arena that I don't have a lot of experience in. Yeah. I don't have experience negotiating with, you know, the Cannes Film Festival. So I call in an expert to get some experience around that, right? I'm like, just want to make sure that it's the same kind of business negotiation in your sector as it is in my sector. And what do you find as a coach that when people come to you by nature, like, are they coming because they're frustrated where they are? Are they coming because they want to do something different and they don't know the path? Or what are you finding?
Yes and yes and yes. So the people, I generally work with women. I have some male clients, but I generally work with women who are mission-driven. That's why I'm with you. Mission-driven. And they're very often service-based business owners, coaches, therapists, you know, acupuncturists, that kind of stuff. And when you are for sale, it's one thing if I'm like, hey, you have to buy my product. It's easy to talk about the product, but when it's you that's for sale, up for sale, not we're selling ourselves, but when you are the business, there's so much mindset stuff there. It's very hard for women. You know, we're all women. It's women have a hard time valuing themselves. They have a hard time asking for money and commanding the respect, especially older women. You know, maybe if you're 30, you build an empire, but 50s and 60 year olds, we didn't get that conditioning. So very often, I don't these days work with necessarily startup business owners. I work with women who have already been in it. They already know their stuff and they know that there's more for them and they know that they're in the way. Go ahead.
So let's just kind of that there. Give our audience something to hold on to and take home. So if you're falling in the category of what you're talking about, where you are like, want to raise your prices, but you can't, or whatever, however it shows up in the world, right? You feel uncomfortable standing on a stage because it makes you feel like you're selling you instead of your service, or what are some of the things, and I know you can't give like, you know, 10 years of coaching here, but what can the listeners take home right now if they're falling in that category? Because we have a lot of listeners that are entrepreneurial. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I find in the early days, it's like, I'm not there yet, right? I'm not there yet. I'm not like her. I can't go on that stage because I'm not like her. Mm-hmm. There's a celebrity on stage and I'm not that and blah, blah, blah. I'm not a TEDx speaker. I'm only the just and whatever. And then you're hearing it on the other end as well, where women are like, I'm not, you know, it's a value issue. What are some things that you can give people to really take home and implement?
So tangibly, you know, if you have, it's harder when you're brand new and you've not had any experience working with, but I'm going to say you've had experience, right? So you literally go, what testimonials do I have? What results? Because we minimize, and I'll tell you my very, very, very first coaching client, very first one. I'd never have been a business coach before. And I got thrown in the water and I'm like, put my floaties on and did my best. And I worked with a woman, her name was Diane. And within 3 years, I had grown her from being a stay-at-home mom to a $300,000 business. And I didn't know what I did. Because again, first client. And what I did, and you want to do this, what I said is, what did you get from working with me? Because in my mind, we started our newsletter. This was back in the days of, you know, newsletters were a big deal. And I set up her marketing and I helped her build her business. And I was doing the features. Mm-hmm. Said, working with you, Therese, I know I'm 5 years ahead of anybody else that would have started the same day. I didn't even know that. And so I'm like, whoa, I accelerated her success. Think about that. Think about 5 years. So what I do is, so that number one, ask your clients. And here's a very tangible.
So I'm going to ask your clients what? So to give
what
people.
What did you get from working with me?
Okay.
There's 10.
So if you're a coach, what do you get?
Or in anything, like for you, you're doing media. So if I have zero media versus now I have lots of media, if you can concretize that, right? So if you say, somebody says, oh, I'm a lot happier. Okay. Well, and then what did that get you? And what did that get you? And when, so you want to really drill the tangible and intangible. So that's one of them. Like, what did you get? So if you're a weight loss coach, well, I lost 30 pounds. Okay, cool. What did that save you? And what else? And do you have more confidence? So you literally should have 30 things. Like, I got this and this and this and this. And there's another thing is, what's it going to cost if you don't work with me and or solve this problem? So here's what I know. If you don't work with me or somebody like me, you're going to, I say, make stupid purchases. Because we've all been suckered to like, oh, I need to buy that marketing program and that guru will save me. And I should have a new website. And we grasp for the shiny object that we think will fix us. And that might not be in alignment, or it might not be what we even could use at that point in our business. So I know if you don't work with me, you're going to make purchases. So you're going to be spending money, but it's not going to be on things that are effective. And I also know if you do work with me, so those are two questions. What's it going to cost if they don't get you as a solution? And what's it going to cost, or what are they going to gain if they do? Because then I can look at, let's say you invest $10,000. Well, the ROI could be $100,000 in that, right? In 5 years, 3 years, you will grow. So when you concretize that, instead of like, oh, well, she grew herself, she was happier, she has more confidence, dial it down 15 levels and add numbers to it. And that's really like, whoa, if I charge 10, they get 100? Duh.
No, that's great. And that's what I just kept hearing, like, give that actual scenario. Because I think in the world of coaching, one of the questions I tend to ask coaches, I'm a coach, you're a coach, there's many coaches that do many different things, right? Everything from general up to really, really, really niche.
Right.
And one of the things that I love to ask is, what holds people back? And I think there's lots of things, and I'll ask you and you give your opinion, but I think one of the things that holds people back is they don't get a sense of the ROI. When people come to me for media, they're like, so I go, it's the instant long game. It's the instant long game. We're going to do instant. Next week, I'll have you in an exposure platform, and it's the instant long game. So for me, that's what I have to get across to my clients, because I'm not going to get you on 10 shows and you're going to, you know, could, depending on the show and depending on your resources. But the point being is it's an instant long game. And so I think one of the things that holds people back is exactly that, is not being able to see all the fruition, right? What else holds people back, you think, from going, coaching?
Getting a coach, you mean buying a coach or getting, sometimes, you know, you've met women that you can't really accept support. Like, that's a crazy part. How many people do you put through your programs? And you literally, here's the thing, just do the formula, it will work. And they're halfway through, they're dipping, right? And so that's where I come in. Like, let's make that stick for you. Let's figure out why you're sabotaging. So sometimes there literally are subconscious programs that tell you, you know, and that's the sad part. And we've all done it. There's no judgment. Like, how many times have I paid for programs and like, I got nothing, you know, that was me, right? Mm-hmm. And so I think I've coached people and I offer a whole different way of coaching. I offer a very, for my higher level, like retainer-ish, like you get lots of access, like message me daily. Because what I know is I help people think differently. If you have a thought pattern that says, that's going to be hard, I'm like, stop that. Hold on. Let's reprogram that. And they're paying boatloads of money and they don't use the services.
Right.
So I'm like, oh, you weren't mothered well.
You go to. So some of it is they don't see the full value at the end. Some of it is that they don't feel that they can have support.
Yep.
One of the things that you must come up against is money and time.
Absolutely.
People don't, they feel like, right? They don't have the resources for it, or they need more resources to go pay for resources to help get resources. Sometimes can be tough. Right.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes people, you know, they might not, like, here's the thing. When you have a dream, most people only reference from what they've ever been able to create. Like, okay, well, I've only ever made 50,000. And so maybe I could like make 75,000, as opposed to stand in the place of you're making 200,000 and they can't see that. So they're literally, they don't even know what's possible. Right. And so that's the challenge, is getting somebody who hasn't had that. So it's, to me, we're crazy and courageous. We're the like lunatics that step out in faith because we have the vision. We've been given the gifts and we're like, oh my, that makes no sense at all. But yes, okay then. And there's so many people, Deb, that they live in the more security-based, like you say, well, what's, you know, as Wayne Dyer, you know, you only see it if you believe it, right? And so that can be a challenge, right? I think people that were raised, you know, I know people that are raised in the Midwest, like, oh, you can't put anything in credit cards. You can't, you know, you got it. You only, you know, so there's a mindset about investing in yourself. A lot of people aren't willing. Like when my very first coaching company, people would pay $800. And this was 20 years ago, for their 4-year-old to be in a Montessori. And I'm like, cool, these coaching fees are $600. They're like, oh, I can never spend that on myself. And I'm like,
right. So that, I mean, that's true and true and true and true, right? I mean, it's so much easier to justify. It's so much easier to spend on one, particularly if you're a parent, you know, if you want to go talk about sports fees, if you want to talk about, right, what sports equipment cost and all the things. It is tough. And that's a conversation. We've all heard it 1,000 times. I see it. We've all done it. You know, hands up, hands up, hands up. Right? Reminds me of that song, Rise Up. Okay, anyway, that's the Parachute Club. We'll leave that alone. That was yesterday's shower. But it really truly is. I think that also from an environmental standpoint, like I always say, if someone actually could see this side of the desk, if they could see, like, you know, all the little things and the nice things that I say to myself, or you know, the reflection back that I look at every day, a sustainable woman's a powerful woman, and all these little beautiful things that I have around my desk, is this the imprinting. And also what I see, and maybe you see it as well, is when someone really knows they want to make that leap and make that jump, they're not really changing a whole lot about their environment. And we know, we've heard that you need to go hang out with some people. It doesn't mean that you need to, you know, leave everyone behind or what have you, but I see it where people are still knocking on the same doors with the people they're knocking on the same doors with, trying to get to this place. But if you wouldn't actually pick yourself up and wouldn't put yourself in an uncomfortable networking organization, or pick yourself up and put yourself on an uncomfortable stage, or pick yourself up and put yourself in an uncomfortable thing, and then rise with the tide. Because sometimes you can rise with other people saying different things and you're like, oh, right. This is the stuff that I pray for. This is the stuff that I wish the conversations I was having. Yeah. It helps. It helps, right?
It's so critical at 100%. Because I will work with a client and I'll have like, okay, woohoo, here's your messaging. Yes. And they'll come back and go, well, my husband said it was. And I'm like, is your husband your target market? Shh, he doesn't get a vote. Zip it. No. So don't keep going back to, and there's, you know, the therapy world, when I used to work with addictions, there's a term called external guardians. And the external guardians are like, oh, you used to be so fun when you were drinking, you know, or the people in your family, or even, you know, your friends, and then we do it to ourselves. But what if I'm hanging out with those millionaires and I do that, right? Like, and so I love that, you know, they say you're the sum of the five people you hang out with. And so are you hanging out with people that are soaring and have big visions, or are you hanging out with the people that are like, well, maybe you can get a job at the post office?
Right. I mean, you're talking the energetics of it, right? And so I know, I mean, one of the things that I miss about having a healing studio was I went in and we had, you know, at any given time, we had quite a bit of staff, but at any given time, maybe there was 2, 3, or 4 of us at most working, but you went to work. It was candlelight. It was crystals. Right? Everybody was an intuitive. So you could come to work feeling like whatever and you could tune up right away. Someone's like, my client's like, you want a little massage? We were all massaged. We were all intuitiving each other. I used to look around the, like, you know, you're massaging and you're quiet. You're like, this is
kind of heaven. This heaven.
Somebody called me yesterday and they're like, hey, would you like to do an Ayurvedic event where we're doing Ayurvedic massage and doing Ayurvedic cooking? And I'm like, oh yeah, that's right. Oh yeah, that's right. Right. It's not to say I don't love what I do. I mean, the universe like kicked my ass over into this, excuse my language. I never swear on my own show, but you know, there is something about being in an environment that even if you are still your doubting you or what have you, the environment will impede and start to rise you with that tide.
Well, that's right. You know, like plug for the ask parties, right? You can come to the call thinking like, oh, what do I don't know what to ask. And then like literally it just the energy will pull you up because, and everybody has something to contribute, right? It's easy to say, well, I'm new. I don't know what to ask, or I don't, you know, I'm like, I'm like spitting all the marketing stuff, but it's such a cool environment of women just going, yeah, like, yes, yes. What else? And what else? It's so beautiful.
And it's interesting, right? So you have it from the same side is, so listeners, I know that you may or may not know what we're talking about, but when you're 262, sister, if you put a quote in the planner, if you speak on stage, if you're in the 262 book, which you still can be, and people are like, what? anyways, that's a conversation to be had. We have room for you. Then we do this free monthly ask party where you can show up and ask for anything you want in your personal and business life. And it's an interesting dynamic because look, we have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of women. And when you look at how many people show up at the ask, I'd be like all over it. I'd be like, wow, all these incredible women. And sometimes it surprises me at how many people are not there. Yeah. Versus how many people exactly. are. Instead, they're out looking for business. And I'm like, here's a free platform for people to go and help you. It's interesting also the dynamic in terms of taking in the support. And we talked about coaching, taking in support, being valued, being comfortable asking for something, even not saying anything. Like you don't have anything to say, just even learning how you are still valuable, even if you're not giving advice, right? Yeah, all the dynamics of that. But we did a live version in Ireland of that. We did the whole conference like that. It was off the roots. Now I'm going to do it every single time I do. I do these 6 day or 6 hour days and we take time to do it. But it's really cool. So look, I know we're getting close to wrapping up. Let's talk about, you said you had a success story and I want to come back to the fact there is many different coaches that do many different things and many different ways. And it's about what works for you. And I think that you do something that's pretty cool and everybody has their person. And the beautiful thing as well is that when it comes to coaching, right? When it comes to coaching, you can actually have more than one coach at the same
time. Absolutely.
And people are like, what do you mean? I'm like, no, if I need advice on something economics, I have someone that I go there for, you know, that, you know, and then you have these people in your life that you can go to for a time, bring them in, bring them out, work with another coach. It doesn't have to be just one coach. And I think that's also a new paradigm for people.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The whole world is different now, right? We used to think, oh, I have to hire a full-time employee to assist me. No, you can have seven assistants, right? Mm-hmm. You can have four coaches. And you don't want somebody that's one size fits all. Like I can do a little social media, but I'm not a social media guru, right? I can help you get things set. I can get you motivated. I can give you ideas, but I'm not tracking the algorithms and the like, you know what I mean? So you got to watch it. You don't want somebody that's like, I will be all the things. It's like a little suspect. You're like, oh, so stay in your lane. So my lane, I love visibility. I love women being boldly self-expressed. And I didn't understand it until I really started diving into the energetic aspect, what holds people back. Right. And so a woman came to me and she's like, she's super motivated. She's like one of those youngsters, like 30 something. That's like, this chick is like on fire. Right. And she's like, I don't know what's wrong with me. I keep back, you know, I get coaching, I have a plan, and then I sabotage it. And so, this is how my intuition works. And you know, I don't need to tell you, but so I pick up my pendulum and I listen and I'm like, it's about your mom. It's your mother's childhood. And she's like, what? I said, there's something with your mom. Now remember, this person didn't feel safe being visible. Okay. She came to me because I can't be visible no matter what I do. I said, okay. And I said, what happened with your mom? And she's like, oh my God, she lived in a war-torn country. And literally the message was, if you go outside, you will be in danger. And actually the opposing side came and took her brother out, the mom's brother. Mm-hmm. So in her cellular memory, not even her, she wasn't even alive, was the message, if you are seen, you could die. Bad things happen when you are seen. And it literally, Deb, it took 7 minutes. I found it, popped it. And it's here. And that regular marketing coaches, regular people that do strategy. Now then I can do strategy on top of that, but people that just go with the 3D, the marketing rules, they weren't serving her because that thing was so deep in her that she had no idea. So what I say is when you have awareness, you have choice. I bring the subconscious to the conscious. And so after that, it was like, she could find her message. She could be visible. So that's the stuff that I'm like, thank you, God, for that. Like nobody could find that for her. And, you know, I'm like, oh, wow, that's magical. So I do that all the time, that kind of stuff. And the grounded, okay, let's put a program around that. Hurry and make money, boom, boom, boom. But I love that part of it. Like, I feel like an archaeologist, right? Like discovering cool things. So.
Awesome, awesome. So listeners and viewers, I hope that this has been inspiring for you and motivating for you. And at the very least, intuitively intriguing. to know that the variety of people and the ways that people can help us move through whatever it is that we're doing. We happen to be talking about business because me and Therese are both in, you know, Medium. We're doing summits. We're doing all the things, right? But obviously your personal life, it would be powerful as well. So I have a question that has nothing to do with that.
What is it?
No. And I know you've been on the show before, so I know that I've asked you this question before, but I'm going to ask you again, and you can't ask her the same one.
Okay.
So, because we all have many favorites, right? My question that I asked you before is the question that I'm going to ask you today, and you're on your way. You're going to the trip of a lifetime. You and you, one suitcase, and in that suitcase, you have room for one album. What album are you taking to your beautiful private island to spend listening to for the rest of your days?
I don't know what I answered before. I love me my Pink. So like, it's an album. I love Pink.
You love Pink. Okay. Pink, yeah. It is. Any particular song that comes to your mind?
Oh, so many. Can we say like, what's that one? I have to sing it in my head, but I don't remember the title. Fucking Perfect. I kind of like that one. That's like a one.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
Like, yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. That's what it's going to be today. So go listen to some Pink and get inspired, audience. And thank you so much for being with us today. I know in the show notes, it's going to have everywhere to find you. Your show is going to be released and it'll be there. But if there's one place that they can go find you, where can they go find you?
Well, we just really live out loud on Facebook. You will see Cute Boyfriend. You'll see some training. You'll see all the things I do on Facebook. So Tree Skelly, find me on Facebook. And then, you know, it moves you back to my business because I lead relationally. I lead, this is me first, right?
Okay. So her Facebook is Ghost. I'm not going to say Ghost Dog. Go check her out. Go see all the things on her Facebook. Awesome. So look at audience, just a couple of things. Thank you so much for everything that you've done. We've made a couple of announcements lately, and maybe you already know this because you're so in it. We made a couple of announcements yesterday. A couple of cool things for you to go play with. One is we will be releasing within the next 14 days, in time for your media holidays, we have an incredible top performance media success tracker. You have the planner, you have the success tracker, and this is the media book that's going to put together things like Mission Accepted podcasts, all the people that you know that are doing every form of media. Because you meet them, you may not need them when you meet them, but this is a tracker that you're able to put everything in. So we're super excited about launching that. We also have the November summit and the March summit appearing. We have speaking spots. So if you have stepped up, just like Teresa's client did, and you want to come do a speaker shout out and you want to share with us 2, 3, or 4 minutes, or you want to have a full feature spot, we have that there for you as well. So we're super excited about that. And we have just been at the Emmys, and we're going to talk about that all the way to January. You know why? Because in January, we're going to double down on our next awards. And what is that? Well, hello, the 262 Mission Accepted podcast book and summits are making their way to the 2025 Oscars. What? So yeah, you want to get into the book, because another 200 books with your name and story could be literally handed to all of the celebrities there, and all of the exposure, because where we go, you go. And we will be doing a party there. And if you'd like to come join the 262 party, you can do that too. So yay for everyone who's part of the project. Yay for everyone who's part of the movement. Thank you so much for being a part of our movement. And thank you, Teresa, for being us for today. We hope that you come back to the show and share more. With that being said, until we see you next week, you be well and